You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got local, we got state, we got national, sometimes the international. And we cover down on all of it, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, listen, y'all, I've seen some of the responses on the text line. We'll get to those here in a few minutes. But I just spent the last, 20 or 30 minutes introing the most serious of subjects. I mean, in the world of drug overdoses right now, we're seeing epic level, proportions with fentanyl. And fentanyl just got worse. And we've seen a 276% increase in the last 2 years, apparently, of fentanyl laced with something called Trank, which is an animal tranquilizer made for large animals like horses and cows. It's killing people. They call it a zombie drug. Well, a friend of mine is Barry Mattson. He's the executive director for the Alabama District Attorneys Association. He's a longtime career prosecutor. And we've had him on before to talk about fentanyl and other legal issues. And I thought, you know what? It's time. Let's hear what he has to say about what's going on with Trank and maybe what we can do about it. So without further ado, my friend Barry Mattson, how you doing, sir?
Hello, sir. Good to be here. Always good to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you making time, man. Thank you so much. Listen, you've been on before. We've talked about fentanyl. We've talked about the scourge of fentanyl, what it's doing to society. And I know you guys were working legislation. But then now we're seeing Trank, which by itself, xylazine is not even on the schedule. It's not illegal, but, man, it's killing people. What are you thinking?
It's terrible, frankly. We had carfentanil, which was an elephant tranquilizer that had been cut for over the past several years with fentanyl, because it's so potent and it can be cut down, and it just increases the profit level. The xylazine, which is the, technical name for what's on the street called Trank, animal tranquilizer, is, you're exactly right, it's non-scheduled, veterinary use, it's an analgesic, muscle-relaxant sedative for animals used by veterinarians. And the cartels and folks go on these Chinese websites that can purchase it relatively cheap, and because and it's all about profits when it comes to the cartels and the drug trade. They can increase their profits by cutting it the drug with something else. So we're starting to see xylazine or Trank in cocaine, heroin, other street drugs. People order pills online thinking they're getting some online medicine, but it's from an illicit website. You know, they think it looks professional. They order it. And it'll have this xylazine in it because it gives some type of euphoria, and they say, it did what I wanted it to do. And so we're seeing it in a little bit of everything now. And coming from China, the cartels are involved in it, and then locally people are ordering it through these websites.
And so, first of all, I didn't know you could order. So you can order – let me ask you this. Can you order xylazine in and of itself over the web, just like if you were ordering it for your farm or for a veterinary clinic?
It's not legal, but there are mechanisms to do that, and they usually these Chinese websites, and they order it, and then they use that to cut the drug down once they get it here. And it takes some level of sophistication to be able to do that. But if you don't care who you kill, it doesn't take any level of sophistication to mix up something you can sell, and which is what we're finding. You know, we're seeing a 193% increase in xylazine, just in the southern part of the United States, just regionally, 193% increase in seizures and collections by law enforcement, since 2022 and 2021. We don't have 23 figures out yet, but the numbers are just through the roof.
Let me ask you, Barry, speaking of numbers being through the roof, so I mentioned I went ahead and pulled three stories. We've got reports of the sheriffs and DEA collaboration already reporting, finding it in Russell County in the northwest of the state, in the east side of the state. We've got in Mobile, and then another one in Walker County in the northwest part of the state. So so that's kind of bracketing the state. We know it's here. I saw where three states, I think West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Illinois, I believe, or maybe Ohio, have all issued either executive orders or passed legislation to schedule xylazine. Are we at that point? Do we need to do that? I hate to keep taking something that's not otherwise illegal and have to make it illegal, but what do we do with this?
It definitely needs to be scheduled. We can schedule drugs in Alabama two ways, one through legislation, the other through executive or through action through the Department of Public Health. They can do it on a temporary basis and then make it permanent after a period of time. We've done that before when we had the synthetic drugs that were hitting us every 30 days, a new recipe. We have the kids being harmed and injured and dying. We've done it that way. So you can do it both ways. And I know that the Department of Forensic Sciences and Public Health are looking at this, and they have to do the research to make sure that because, you know, they have to hit certain benchmarks to be able to do it administratively. And so they're working on that now. And then hopefully when the legislature comes back, we can get something done if we haven't done it administratively by then. And we've got to do something because, you know, it's technically not an opioid. And so it doesn't react to the naloxone or Narcan. So, you know, someone, you know, is overdosing on fentanyl. Now, sometimes there's not enough Narcan because there's so much fentanyl in them that there's not enough Narcan to revive them. And that happens quite often, sadly. But, you know, we have, you know, if we don't have, you know, they're trying to use, and we still recommend using Narcan because you don't know if you have the triac or xylazine or not. But it does not respond to those inhibitors. So if someone's overdosing on this stuff and they've got it in the drug they're using, they're not going to come back from an overdose if they think the Narcan is going to bring them back, even if it's an accidental. I mean, we've had young children, you know, 2 and 3 year old children accidentally exposed to drugs in the home in Alabama. We've had law enforcement, first responders. We've had innocent family members be exposed to it through just touching it or accidentally inhaling it. And if there's xylazine in it and they overdose, the paramedics aren't going to be able to help them. And so that's what's so dangerous about this is it just does not respond to the normal therapeutic modalities that we do to try to revive somebody.
So let me ask you this. Speaking of overdoses, and we know it's here, one of the things you told me the last time you were on, which has been, 5-6 months ago, with regards to fentanyl, that you see this unusual trend that every once in a while the drug pushers will actually kill off some of their own clientele because that signals to the rest of the addicts that we got the good stuff on this side of town, and it's almost like a plan to kill, so to speak. Are you seeing more of this kind of like weird behavior where it's like pushers aren't even scared to kill off their own clientele because it builds up their esteem on the street?
Well, as it relates to xylazine, I think it's so new. We don't know if they're using it that way or not, but it is a practice. We've seen it before. We've seen it when we just had overdose in an area. If we've got 2 or 3 in an area, there's usually a rush of people to go to that area to get the drug. And you got to remember, if someone is addicted to heroin or fentanyl to the point where that sounds like a rational idea, they really don't have any control over their life anymore. The drug is stronger than their faith, their family, food, shelter, everything. And so they feel like, well, I'm bulletproof. You know, I'll survive this. You know, it's not going to get me. So they're drawn to areas where there are overdoses because the drug is got such a hold on them. And so we'll see that. And as we see, overdoses in certain areas increase, we'll continue to see that behavior. There are even folks now that it's heartbreaking. I was at an event in Tuscaloosa about a year ago, and there was a young lady who was in recovery there that was part of the panel we were talking to, and she had been one. But they even have people that are so addicted that they will test the drug to see if it has too much fentanyl and trust their friends to bring them back with Narcan. And they're guinea pigs. They'll shoot up and get high. And if they survive, but the rest of the room knows, okay, we can shoot up. If they overdose, they Narcan them, and then they cut it a little bit, and they give them another one. That just sounds completely bizarre and foreign, but that's a world that exists in Alabama, and it's just heartbreaking because these are people's daughters, sisters, brothers, you know, their loved ones that have just succumbed to this world, and And, you know, sadly, you know, it can happen to anyone in our families. And so it's really heartbreaking. But we're seeing those overdose. And, yes, the addicts are drawn to those areas. And the dealers know it. They know it.
Well, I guess last question for you. You may not even have an answer to this. It's not necessarily in your wheelhouse, but yet it is. And that's, you know, one of the deep concerns I have is that the current border policies have been so ineffective that we're seeing fentanyl precursors coming from China shipped to Mexico, and the Sinaloa and one of the other cartels are the two biggest, you know, benefactors of all of it, and they ship it across our poor southern border. That the southern border is really where the majority of these overdose deaths are kind of stemming from, if you get down to it, on fentanyl. And I cannot. Are we ever going to see the narco traffickers or the cartels labeled as a terrorist organization? I mean, I don't know if you have an answer to that, but maybe your personal thoughts.
Well, I was just down there about 3 months ago in McAllen, Texas, with DEA, with Border Patrol, and Homeland Security. And what's happening down there is really shameful. Phil, our government is directing everyone to the ports of entry, which is the Homeland Security runs those, and that's where you, if you're a legitimate traveler to Mexico or coming back and forth, that's the port of entry, that's where you check in. They're driving everyone there. They've given an app. We have an app that our government promotes, and they go to that port of entry. Between those ports of entry is where Border Patrol works. And the state of Texas. And so, you know, when they say our numbers of entries through Border Patrol are down, it's misleading because it doesn't count the thousands of people that are coming in at the ports of entry. And so, you know, right now we're kind of attacking our Texas governor down there, or it seems like they are. But the people that are coming in between the ports of entry are the people that are typically, that's where we're finding the people that are coming back in after they've been deported. They got criminal histories. They're not from Mexico. Most of the people that are coming across the border now are not from Mexico. Some of them are even from South America. They're from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, that are flying over and then crossing the border and coming in. So the people that are coming across the border, not ports of entry, but across the border, coming across the Rio Grande or different places like that, are people that, you know, they're not bringing drugs through the ports of entry, Homeland Security. Drugs are coming across the Rio Grande. And so, and that's the jurisdiction of Border Patrol. And they've got a terrible job, and it's really difficult on them. We were down there and saw what they're putting up with down there. And that's exactly where the drugs are coming across, is through those, through the woods, through the scrub, across the river. They're not coming through the ports of entry. And yeah. So that's where we're seeing this fentanyl.
Yeah.
The xylazine that's coming from Mexico, from China, is coming across the border in those areas. And we've got to do something to address it with those cartels because, well, I mean, there's no difference to me than the Sinaloa cartel and ISIS. I don't see any difference. What any difference? 107,000 Americans overdosed last year on fentanyl. 107,000. If ISIS killed 107,000, we'd be sending something to them.
Listen, Barry, we ran up against time. I ran long just to get you to finish your comments, but I really appreciate your time. By the way, I know you've been feeling under the weather. We're glad you're doing better, and
thank
have you back
it.
On again sometime soon, all right?
Appreciate it. You good, man. Take care.
See
Talk
buddy.
To you soon.
That's Barry Mattson, Executive Director for the Alabama District Attorneys Association. The DAs are on the front lines, y'all. DAs and law enforcement, front line on this issue, and so are our communities. All right. We're going to switch gears, take some text messages, and move towards Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, you hear those ads playing when we're going to break? I know you do. When you hear those ads playing, just understand that's part of how Right Side Radio stays alive, so to speak. I mean, we love what we do. We get the biggest kick out of being with y'all every single day, but we're a business. We're a standalone business. We are not owned by the stations that we're on. We send them our show. And part of the way we sustain our operations is through advertising. So if you listen to this show and you're like, man, those folks got it going on. I need me a Right Side Ruffian shirt. Well, okay, but you know what? You might also align your business with us. We'd love to have you on the team. So the way that works is you don't call the radio stations. You call us. You contact us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And click on the spot where it says advertising and contact. Send us a message, and we will get back to you ASAP. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to get you on board. And so, yeah, if you want to advertise at Right Side Radio, go to rightsideradio.org. And click on it and send us a message. We will get you right on board. We'd love to have you. So I'm going to turn to some text messages here. Just finishing up all that. We talked a little bit about things in the Triple Dipper. We talked about my monologue, and we talked about Trank, the zombie drugs. One thing that's going to come up more later in discussion is the question of alien influence in the United States. And I don't mean the illegal aliens from the southern border. So just got a text here from Crazy Joe in Decatur. Crazy Joe sends me a meme with a giant saucer, a flying saucer, sitting above a major metropolitan area and says, "Move along, folks. Nothing to see here." So, okay, we'll see. Brand new in the text lines. Glad to have you. Jay Graham. Jay Graham from Decatur is brand spanking new in the text. We're glad to have you, sir. Thanks for joining the team. Chris from Athens. We should stop worrying so much about rehabilitating all the users and concentrate more on taking out the suppliers and the dealers. I'm good with that. I think you have to do a bit of both. I mean, you've got it's a truly an epidemic. It's a healthcare crisis on the streets. But you know what though? We're the nation with the resources to do both, and we can walk and chew gum at the same time. In my opinion, I say, you know what? Take out the cartels. Go to war with the cartels, and then at the same time, shut down the southern border. And oh, by the way, treat the people on the streets. I guarantee you, you will cut the overdose deaths in half in the first year. You watch. But will they do it? Do they have the political will? Probably not. Brian from Huntsville says, not a zombie drug, more like a drug-induced Hansen disease, a.k.a. leprosy. It is. It's like watching a leper colony laying around on the streets of America. Jeff Mindiana says, Phil, you're wrong about the drug cartels. They are not the problem. The person living at 1600 Pennsylvania is. He's the one that is apparently benefiting somehow in this situation. There you go. John from Huntsville. He's looking for the Boomer McQueen segment, and I see you've already told him 3:30. don't worry, John. We're moving on to a lighter topic here momentarily. Tony from Piedmont, he says, focus on the border. And then he says something about it was the 60s and all over. I don't know what he's saying there, too, Tony, but I got the first part, focus on the border. I get you, man. Yeah, so that's the bottom line, folks, is be aware this situation we've got with fentanyl was already bad. It was already devastating. Whole sections of our society, devastating. And now they've added the new piece to it, Trank, an animal tranquilizer that exacerbates the situation, actually causes the skin to rot off people and suppresses their nervous system such that they become catatonic and they don't even know where they are. And it's deadly. It's extremely deadly. And they've gone, it's a 276% increase in Trank. And on top of that, of the 100,000 deaths, we're saying now upwards of 10% are fentanyl laced with Trank. 70% overall are fentanyl. It's unbelievable. All right, stay tuned. We're going to lighten the mood. Boomer and McQueen coming up next. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.